This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions between Israel and Gaza militants are in their second day Saturday. Gaza's health ministry said on Saturday 24 people had been killed so far in the coastal strip, including 6 children and 2 women. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israeli airstrikes flattened homes in Gaza and rocket barrages into southern Israel persisted, raising fears of an escalation in a conflict. The fighting began with Israel's killing of a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group in a wave of strikes Friday that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. So far, Hamas appeared to stay on the sidelines of the conflict. Whether it continues to stay out of the fight likely depends in part on how much punishment Israel inflicts in Gaza. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that he was accusing Russia of using the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant for terror after the operator of the facility reported major damage at the site. The operator of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the south of the country said Saturday that parts of the facility had been seriously damaged by military strikes and one of its reactors was forced to shut down. As hostilities raged on in the east and south of Ukraine, pro-Moscow authorities in the Russian-occupied Kherson region reported another assassination attempt on a senior official. And the head of Amnesty International's Ukraine office announced she had resigned from the organization over the group's publication of a controversial report that accused the country's military of endangering civilians. This is VOA News.